Title: Comparing Roughs on Different Systems Efficiently Intermediate. All right, let's talk about one of the most frustrating parts of making drum and bass, the rough mix that feels huge in your studio and then the second you play it on earbuds, it turns into brittle hats, weird mids, and the kick just evaporates. And in the car? Suddenly one bass note is eating the entire mix. In this lesson, we're going to build a repeatable, fast workflow so you can compare your roughs across systems efficiently, without guessing, without endless tweaking, and without losing your whole evening to maybe it's better now. The goal is simple. You should be able to export a rough in under 1 minute, make comparisons quickly, and write down clear action items so you can improve the next version on purpose. By the end, you'll have four things locked in: a safe rough print chain on your master for consistent bounces, and a slash B reference setup inside Ableton, a system check pack of exports that answers specific questions, and a notes template that turns listening into decisions. Let's build it. Step 0. Prep your session for fast roughing. Before we even touch devices, you want clean endpoints. This is one of those boring steps that saves you constantly. In Ableton, drop locators in your arrangement. One locator called start at the first downbeat of the section you want to export, and another called END at the end of the last reverb or delay tail you actually want to hear. For drum and bass, your full rough might be something like a 16-bar intro, 32-bar drop, 16-bar breakdown, 32-bar drop. But for translation checks, you often don't need the whole song. A 16 to 32-bar chunk of the main drop is plenty. Now add what I call print handles. Leave 1 to 2 seconds of pre-roll before start, and leave 2 to 4 seconds after END for tails. DNB tails matter. Your impacts, your sub-releases, the reverb off the snare, that stuff is part of the energy, and if you cut it off you'll make the mix feel tighter than it really is. Then later you'll fix something that wasn't broken. Good, now step 1. Build the rough print chain on the master. Go to your master track and create an audio effect rack. Name it rough print. This is not mastering. This is a safety and consistency chain so you can judge translation, not random peak differences. In this order: first, utility, leave gain at 0 for now, but turn the mono button into a macro so you can toggle mono instantly later. Second, EQ8, this is your Is My Low End Insane? Check. Optional, but I strongly recommend a high pass filter at around 20 to 30 Hz, gentle slope like 12 dB per octave. Map that on and off to a macro too. The point is not to remove bass, it's to remove subsonic nonsense that eats headroom and changes how limiters behave. Third, glue compressor. Keep it gentle. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. On the drop, you're aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you're slamming it, you're no longer printing a rough, you're doing a vibe master and it'll lie to you across systems. Fourth, limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. And again, don't crush it. A couple dB of limiting at most. In DNB, drums and sub create peak chaos. This limiter just catches the random spikes, so your roughs have a consistent level and don't clip on export. Teacher note here, consistency is the whole game. If your rough exports are all at different loudness levels, your brain will pick the loud one every time and you'll improve the wrong thing. Once you like this chain, save it as a preset. The best workflow is the one you actually reuse. Step 2. Set up a slash B referencing inside Ableton. Create a new audio track and name it REF. Drop in 2 to 3 reference tunes that are genuinely similar in vibe and era. If you're making a dark roller, don't reference a super bright liquid track from 2013 and expect peace. Now, warping. If you're just comparing tonal balance, punch, and low-end behavior, you can often leave the references unwarped. Turn warp off. That avoids artifacts and saves CPU. If you want to jump around the arrangement in time with your project, warp them, but keep it clean. Now the critical part, level match the reference. Put a utility on the REF track and turn it down until it feels roughly the same loudness as your rough. You're not chasing a perfect measurement here. You're avoiding the reference is 6 dB louder so it sounds better syndrome. And for quick a slash B, here's the intermediate workflow that actually gets used. Keep your mix playing through the master, and use solo on the REF track to flip between your rough and your reference. Is it the fanciest routing setup? No. Is it fast and effective? Yes. You're using the same monitoring path, same speakers, same room, and you're making instant comparisons. That's what you want. Step 3. Export a system check pack. This is where a lot of producers waste time, because they export only the full mix and then they're guessing what's wrong. Instead, we'll export multiple versions and each version answers a specific question. Go to File, Export Audio/Video, Use these rough export settings, rendered track, master, sample rate, match your project, 44.1 or 48, bit depth, 24-bit is ideal, dither, off for 24-bit roughs, normalize, off, and also enable MP3 encoding for convenience, 320 kbps joint stereo, MP3 is great for quick phone and car checks. Now name your file like you want to stay sane. Do artist, track name, version number, rough, BPM, and key if you know it. Something like, artist track name V03 rough 174 BPM mmin. The version number is non-negotiable. This is how you avoid final 2 rebel final. Now export 4 versions, ideally in under 5 minutes total. First export, full mix, just your normal master. Second export, drums only, mute your bass and music groups, export the master. This reveals if your break layer is smearing the transient, if the hats are too loud, if the snare has enough crack without harshness. Third export, bass only, mute the drums, export the master. This is huge in DNB, you'll hear masking, distortion fizz, notes that vanish, and whether the bass rhythm still feels like something on its own. Fourth export, mono check, turn on that utility mono macro in your rough print rack, export the master. If your mono export loses the entire bass character or the drop suddenly gets small, you've got phase issues or width living in the wrong place. Optional but powerful, a no sub version. Turn on the high pass and set it higher, like 80 to 100 Hz, and export. This is basically what does my tune become on a phone speaker. It's brutally honest. Now let's make this workflow fast enough to actually use. Create a folder system you can do in your sleep. One main roughs folder, then the track name, then versioned folders like V03, and inside that, full, drums, bass, mono, and maybe nasub. The goal is instant recall. Plug phone in. Drag 5 files, done. If it's annoying, you won't do it. Step 4, the 4 system listening loop. Here's the rule. Do not casually listen. You're not vibing. You're diagnosing. One system, one set of questions. And use one anchor section every time. Pick a 16 to 32 bar anchor section that contains the busiest drums, the loudest bass note, the densest mids, and the biggest impact. Always test that same part. That's how your notes actually compare across versions. System A, studio monitors or your best speakers. Questions to ask. Is the kick and sub relationship consistent across the drop, or does it change note to note? Are the snares cracking without that painful edge in the 2 to 5K area? Does the break layer blur the transient? Quick Ableton tools. Drop a spectrum on the master and check where your sub fundamental is living. In DNB, it's often around 40 to 55 Hz depending on key. Also do a quick mid/side check in EQ8 or with utility tricks. Your low end should be mostly mono. If you've got wide subs, you're basically designing problems for clubs. System B. Sheep earbuds or phone speaker. Questions. Can you hear bass note movement? Not just sub? Do the hats become painfully loud or spitty? Does the lead or vocal still poke through? Typical fixes. For bass translation, don't just turn the bass up. Add controlled upper harmonics. Duplicate the bass. High pass the duplicate around 150 to 250 Hz. Saturate that layer, then EQ out harsh fizz, often somewhere around 3 to 6K for gritty basses. And lightly sidechain that harmonic layer to the kick, so it doesn't smear punch. The sub stays clean, the bass becomes audible on small speakers. For hats, sometimes it's not average volume, it's dynamics. Adidaser style approach works. Multiband dynamics, tame only the top band around 6 to 12K by 1 to 3 dB when it spikes. If earbuds suddenly stop hurting, your top end is too jumpy. System C. The car test. Questions. Is 50 to 80 Hz overblown or uneven note to note? Does the snare disappear once rote noise hits? Does the mix collapse when loud? Likely fixes. If one bass note blooms, it's often a resonance. Use EQ8 and find the offending range with a narrow cut, and smooth bass dynamics with gentle compression on the bass group. Slower-ish attack, so you don't kill the transient and groove. And here's a coach note. Don't keep changing your monitor volume while doing these checks. Calibrate one comfortable work level on monitors and leave it. Then do one separate loud check pass that's 60 seconds max. If you constantly turn up and down, you'll blame the mix for what is really just loudness changes. System D. Club sim at home. If you don't have a club rig, simulate the behavior. Turn it up moderately, safely, and focus on low-end consistency and transient control. You're asking, does the drop stay solid? Or does it get messy? Use utility for a quick minus 3 dB gain trim. If the tune only feels exciting when it's loud, You're relying on loudness instead of balance. And watch your limiter. Is the drop peak heavy, or is it consistently loud? If the limiter is freaking out only on certain hits, that's a clue. Extra advanced quick checks you can do. Do a mid-only pass. Set width to 0% and listen for 30 seconds. Can you still follow bass rhythm and snare? Then do a side-only pass with an M/S tool or a rack trick. If the sides sound like white noise, you'll get earbud fatigue and weak center impact. And one more bias breaker that saves you from placebo. If you think V04 is better than V03, do a blind test. Rename the files and be. If you can't reliably pick the better one, your change probably wasn't meaningful. That's not an insult. That's you protecting your time. Step 5. Capture feedback like an engineer. Do not trust your memory. Your brain will rewrite what you heard as soon as you walk back to the studio. Make a notes template like this. Rough V03 notes. Monitors. Ser papery around 2.5K. Sub OK. Ride too loud in second 16. Earbuds. Bass disappears in verse. Hats harsh. Vocal OK. Car. F note feels huge. Kick lost at loud volume. Actions. Add bass harmonics 150 to 400. Tame hat shelf. Check kick versus sub side chain. Notice how those notes are decisions, not feelings. Not bass is weird. It's bar 17 blooms in car, likely resonance around 55 to 70. That tells you exactly what to do next. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't compare at different loudness. Louder wins. Don't export only the full mix. Drums only and bass only reveal problems immediately. Don't make final EQ decisions on the worst system. Earbuds are for translation checks, not for sculpting your entire low end. Don't overlimit your rough. If your limiter is doing 6 to 8 dB constantly, you're judging distortion and pumping, not balance. And don't skip version control. Use V01, V02, V03 like a professional. Mini practice exercise, 20 minutes. Pick a 32 bar section of your drop as your anchor. Set up the rough print rack on the master. Add two references to the REF track and level match them with utility. This audio version is shortened for playback.